But in the meantime, we're going to continue with our coach's order and head on to DeKalb and be joined by Northern Illinois head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ken. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And after getting back to your office and following the 48-10 setback at Central Michigan and watched the film, talk about the performance by your Huskies.
Well, I just think, you know, first of all, you got to give credit to Central Michigan. I think they played a very physical football game, and they kind of dominated us in all three phases. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do. We got, you know, 10 days before our next game, and we look forward to trying to, you know, improve and get better.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Thomas, it's tough to be on the road this time of year, and getting down early in that first half kind of puts your offense in a tough position. Talk about some of the challenges in the first half.
Well, I just thought, you know, we started the game backed up, and we went 3 and out. They were able to take good field position and score. Stopped us again and scored, and then, you know, obviously we were in a situation where we had to throw the football and try to, you know, dig ourselves back in the game, and we couldn't get that done.
Overall, talk about the play with Marcus Childers early on, and then the switch going to Ross Bowers, and ultimately the performance of and evaluation of both quarterbacks.
Well, you know, going into it, you know, Marcus has had the majority of the reps the past 2 weeks. Bowers, he wasn't cleared until Friday before the game, so we didn't think that was a good situation to have him start the football game. Thought we could go out there and try to mix in the run game, you know, with some passes that, you know, Marcus can throw well, and try to keep him off balance. We wasn't able to do that, so we had to come back with Bowers and try to, you know, push the ball down the field, which we was able to do one drive. Came away with 3 points. Then we scored the next drive, and then obviously we stalled from there.
Overall, talk about the play of your defense.
Well, I just think, you know, where we're at in the season, you know, some of the injuries that we've had, you know, we got guys out there that's battling. You know, we had a couple guys out of position, and Central Michigan has some talent where, if a guy is not in his proper gap, those two backs can make explosive plays. Number 88 can make explosive plays. Just was really impressed with the skill that they had on the offensive side of the ball.
And for you to see in the final three regular season games, see improvement from your defense, what do you need to see from your Huskies?
Well, I think for us, number one, you know, we got to be gap sound. You know, we got to be exactly where we want them to be. You know, that's the big thing for us. And if you know, we're physically unable to make a play, then I can live with that. But, you know, I want to see exactly what we're coaching to show up during the game.
As you transition this week, obviously you're not playing again until next week Wednesday with these couple extra days. What is this a good time for those couple extra days for your Huskies to kind of regroup and get ready for the final three regular season games?
Yeah, I think, you know, it came at the right time, you know, giving them a couple days off to regroup and, you know, focus on their studies a little bit. I think, you know, young student athletes, they need that. They take the losses just as bad as coaches do. So for them to have a chance to get away and handle their academics, then we'll get back at it and do some good versus good work for a couple of days, and then we'll get into our Toledo prep.
Overall, against the Chippewas, your offense struggled running the ball. What do you want to see from your Huskies in preparation for your next contest with facing Toledo in working through the week, specifically regarding the running game?
Well, I just think for us, you know, we have to have the ability to change the line of scrimmage, and we didn't do that in that game, and it was clearly obvious. I mean, I thought that defensive line did a good job knocking us back, but for us to be able to run the ball the way we want to or the way we need to, our offensive line has to, you know, change the line of scrimmage and give the backs a chance to get going for us to have some success.
And with struggles in the running game come struggles in third down conversions as well. I'll talk about that challenge as well against the Chippewas.
Well, you're behind the sticks, and then you become, one dimensional. And they had an edge rusher that gave us problems. Number two, number 71 inside, was a really physical player, and he gave us problems. He pushed the pocket back, and I think anytime when you're in third and long situations, obviously the defense has the advantage, and we got to be able to be more efficient on first and second down to stay out of those situations. And I think the games that we've had success, we've been able to be in manageable situations on third down and try to convert.
Saturday's game, obviously towards the end, had gotten out of hand a little bit. And late in the game, you see senior safety McKelty Williams chasing down Kobe Lewis on a big run to kind of prevent another touchdown. Just talk about that effort you're seeing from your senior leader in safety, McKelty Williams.
Yeah, I mean he's certainly a guy that, we're going to miss. He's the same guy every day. He works extremely hard. He plays hard. And he's a guy that I think, he brings an emotional leadership to the team. And the effort that he played with is something that we can learn from and understand him. Irregardless of the score, that's how you have to play for four quarters of football.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to your week. Thank you for your time, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. For Thomas Hammack and the Northern Illinois Huskies coming off the 48-10 loss at Central Michigan in that contest, again, defensively, senior safety McKelty Williams, led with 12 tackles in that contest, and quarterback Ross Bowers, 18 of 29 passing for 221 yards and one touchdown, and also had three picks in that contest. For NIU, they will be off this week in that transition. Their next game on Wednesday, November 13th at Toledo, and that game an 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central kick, either on ESPN2 or ESPNU.